Shvius, Perek Tess, Mishnah Tess. Misha yelo peyrus shvius shenafel lo biyerusha. If a person has peyrus shvius that came to him through inheritance, or shenitnu loy b'matana, or they gave it, somebody gave it to him as a matana. Rabbi Eliezer omer, yinosnu loichleyen. Eliezer says, like the Rav explains it, even though the peyrus were gathered beheter, and you can eat it b'kedusha shvius, Rabbi Eliezer held that one should not eat it by itself, because Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beis Shammai, the person is not allowed to be machzik toiva for shvius. He's not allowed to thank people that give you things for shvius or give matanas for shvius, because the Torah makes it hefker. So what should he do? So that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, yinosnu l'oichlein, he should give it to other people. Now, the way the Rav explains, when we say give it to other people, means he shouldn't eat it by himself. He can eat it with them. It just has to be that he has to give it to other people to eat with him. We don't want the people that sin in error to be rewarded. Now, according to the Chum, the Chum hold like Beis Hillel. So according to the Chum, it's not a problem anyway, because you're allowed to be machzik toiva l'shvius. We're not really concerned about encouraging, but you're allowed to thank and be machzik toiva if somebody gives you over or sells you shmita or gives it as a matana or things like that. But the Chum is saying, according to you, Rebbe Eliezer, you can't do this way. Ella, what should you do, according to you, Rebbe Eliezer? Ella yimachru l'oichleihen. Rather, you should sell it to the ones that eat it. U'demehim yischalku l'chol odom. And the money should be given out to every person. So yimachru l'oichleihen means that let the person that gave it be Yerusha, or the person that gave it a matana. I guess Yerusha is not around anymore, but maybe his descendants, or whoever that you'd be able to buy it off of. So you would actually pay them. So now what's happening is, now you have to pay. You're paying for this. So there's not going to be any thank you when you're paying, because there's no tova here, because you're paying for it. And then the money would be distributed, which means you'd get Beis Din involved, and the money wouldn't go to the original owner. So I guess you didn't have to worry about what we discussed earlier, about the guy not being alive if he yarshined it, or if a person gave it as a matana. So he wouldn't give it to them, because I guess we don't want them to benefit as well, because they shouldn't be encouraged to do this. But rather, he'd give it to Beis Din, and Beis Din would just give out the money as needed. So nobody's going to be machzik toiva. And then the guy won't have a problem eating it by himself. Or he's eating it with others. Now he's no longer benefiting from the gift anymore, because he had to pay for it. So he's not going to be machzik toiva to the initial owner. Mishnah ends, ha'oichel mi'isus shviyas atchelo hurma chalosa chayv misa. So here the Mishnah tells us that shviyas, although there's no trumas and maestras on shviyas, there is a mitzvah of chala on shviyas. And if one makes dough out of shviyas grain, and he does not take off chala and he eats such dough, he's chayv misa. Now why is one chayv on chala different than trumas and maestras? Melech Shlomo brings, Taisi Santaval, so it's based on the Gemara at the end of Bechairos, that it says, by chala l'doyrei seichem. That's mashma, even on shviyas, there's a mitzvah chala. But one may think that maybe there is no mitzvah chala, because the Torah says, la'achla v'loy l'sreifa. It says you have to eat it, and we know eat it, but not burn it. And since chala tzame requires sreifa, so maybe chala isn't chayv in shmita, because shmita is dafka things that you wouldn't do sreifa to. So therefore the Torah says, like the Rav brings, reishis arisa yseichem. The Torah says, any isa, any dough that you have to take off chala, even if it's shviz dough. And that's how the Mishnah ends.